So Epiphany is our celebration of the greatest gift exchange ever. Which is probably why this past week my memory goes back to the worst gift exchange ever that I experienced in my life. Let me tell you about that, because it's the backdrop for all of this. It was a gift exchange that I had with my neighborhood friend Leonard. It was 1973. We were both approaching our 10th birthdays. My birthday is in July. Leonard's birthday, August. I still remember the day we were walking up Harmony Street, which is Harmony Road, which is where I grew up in J-Town. And just from nowhere, Leonard announced to me that he had gotten me a birthday present. He then proceeded to tell me what it was and how much it cost. Then he proceeded to give me a little sheet of paper that had written on it the list of items that I were to choose from for his birthday, which was coming in a month, that he didn't want me to forget about. I don't think I got anything on the list for him, but we stayed friends. That was the worst gift exchange ever. And it was lame, as I was thinking about this week. The reason it was so lame is because the whole thing was so calculated. You know? So transactional. I wasn't free to make a gift of my own to give back to Leonard. That's what made the whole thing seem shallow. Well, as we wrap up our Christmas season today with the Feast of the Epiphany, we also wrap up this past Friday this exploration of the Holy Spirit's seven gifts to us. Gifts that we are given at our baptisms. A desire to contemplate God, the gift of wisdom. A certainty about our beliefs that moves us beyond faith, the gift of understanding. An insight into how to best act in this life, almost by intuition, the gift of counsel. An ability to courageously do the right thing, the gift of fortitude. An ability to see the circumstances of our life as God sees them, the gift of knowledge. A love-motivated, amplified willingness to worship and serve God, the gift of piety. And a deep, love-driven motivation to not let God down, the gift of the fear of the Lord. These seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are a collection of desires and abilities that God gives us. Whether we unwrap these gifts and use them in our lives is left up to each of us and our freedom. But if we do, then the gift we exchange back to God in this life will be uniquely our own and precious to God. Catholicism teaches there are 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit produced by those who unwrap their seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Later in Lent, I will explore these fruits, but simply realize today, for now, that this fruit from each of us will be as unique as each of us are before God. This is how we make our life's gifts to God meaningful. The fruit of the Holy Spirit we each produce is what our individual holiness looks like. The Magi's gifts to the baby Jesus today, gold, frankincense, myrrh, well, those gifts spoke to the gift Jesus was to become for us, King, priest, and sacrifice. I think the Holy Spirit's gifts to us today are likewise meant to point to the gift we are called to become for God in this life. Disciples who so completely know and follow the will of God, making God's vision our vision and God's goals our goals, that our holiness rises before Him like incense filling a church. May we each become what we all sing together every week. Holy, holy, holy. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed may we be indeed. Thank you.